was Curry, then Greminger, but Rote was there. The ball just slipped off his fingertips. It's incomplete. It'll be second down and 10. So we have Tittle on first down 10 from the Giants' 40-and-a-half-yard line going to Rote, who ran a down-and-out pattern to the right as the Giants look at it.
I think it's very obvious how chilly it is down there with Rote dropping that, because it really was right to him, and you don't see Kyle Rote drop very many like that.
Second down 10 as the Giants come up to the line of scrimmage. Walton, the tight left end. Rote is up on the line of scrimmage on the right side. Schottner is split out to the left. And it is straight ahead as the flag goes down on a trap play, Joel Wells, but a penalty marker was down. The Packers defensively have Willie Davis, Dave Hanner, Henry Jordan, Bill Quinlan along the line. The linebackers, Dan Curry, Tom Bennett, Bill Forrester. The penalty is against the Packers for offside. It'll be second down and 5. And the deep men are Hank Reminger of Baylor, Johnny Steinmack of Florida, Willie Wood of Southern Cal, Jess Whittenden of Texas Western. Second down 5. The Giants here at their own 45-and-a-half-yard line. Rote out to the right, Schaffner to the left. Tittle looks over the Packers, hasn't served crouch yet. Now he's in a crouch behind center Whitecker. Takes a snap. They fumbles. Loose ball. Fallen on, I believe, by Webster at the 48-yard line. Picked up a couple of yards. Or was it Joel Wells? No, it was Webster. The ball bounced, and right on top of it was Webster, the ball carrier. It'll be third and a long 2 for the Giants from their own 48. So we come up to that down, which so many times decides so many things. Third, and in this instance, a long 2 for the Giants from their own 48-yard line. Just under 8 minutes left in the first quarter. No score. Giants with the ball. Still looking around, still not crouched. Now he is. Takes a snap, looking for a quick receiver. He hits Rote, and he is going to be nailed at the Packer 46-yard line on a quick flip out to the right. Rote just took a couple steps down, moved out to the sideline, turned his back to the defender, took the quick pass, and it's a first down for the Giants, their second consecutive first down. For the first time, a team has crossed into the other territory. Giant ball at the Packer 46-and-a-half-yard line, inbound marker, far side of the field as the Giants move right to left here in the first quarter. No score. Rote again to the right. Schottner to the left. Webster and Wells are the backs. Tittle fades the pass. He's looking. He's throwing for Schottner. And he falls down, and it's incomplete at the 30-yard line. It was actually thrown out of bounds as both Willie Wood, who is the free man, and Jess Whittington, who did a tremendous job. You know, Jim, the first time the Giants played the Packers, the game in Milwaukee, won by Green Bay in the regular season 20-17, Whittington did what some professional football observers told me was the greatest job playing man-to-man against Schottner they had ever seen. He limited to just one reception, and that time again showed how close he can stay to a truly great receiver as Joe Schottner.
Schottner is truly one of the great receivers in this league. It was pretty obvious down there when he just fell on that last play, though, that he had lost his footing because of the turf.
Second down 10. Giants ready. Snap of the ball. Coming out to the left side is Webster, and he is thrown under for a loss of 1. Trying to swing to the left, and the Packers were waiting. Tom Bennett, Bill Quinlan, Henry Jordan, Webster trying to come outside. Ball is placed actually at the line of scrimmage. His forward progress being there, so it is 3rd and 10. And, of course, always be mindful of the fact, as we are, that the Giants have a great place kicker in Pat Summerall on the bench, just as the Packers have both Paul Horning and Ben Agajanian. So a 3rd down and 10 play coming up as the Giants are on the line of scrimmage and the Packers are waiting. Tittle fakes the pass. That's pretty good protection. Has a lot of time. He's throwing very deep, and it is Rote dropping the ball at the 13-yard line. Willie Wood, Hank Greminger were both deep, but Rote made a little maneuver at the last instant, which put him just in front of Willie Wood. The ball dropped out of his grasp. It is 4th and 10. Into the game is Don Chandler. With the ball at the Green Bay 46-and-a-half-yard line, this modest drive of the Giants comes to an apparent halt with about 6 minutes left in the first quarter and no score. Lou Carpenter, Willie Wood, looking into the sun, are the deep men at the 10-yard line for Green Bay. John Chandler, a great punter, stands at the Giant 40. The pass from center is true. The kick came for the left coffin corner. A high spiral will go into the end zone in the left corner. And the Packers will have the ball for the second time in this game from their own 20-yard line. And no doubt about it, Jim, the weather is cold enough when, as you mentioned earlier, a sure-fingered receiver like Kyle Rote has trouble holding onto the ball.
Kyle is having a little bit of difficulty with his right hand, too. He had that injured, and I'm sure that isn't helping him all or at all on these receptions. But he is a truly great receiver, and that has to be one of the reasons with this frigid weather.
Packers up on the line at the 20. Bart Starr calls signals. Taylor and Horning behind him. Taylor to the right. Rather, Horning to the right. And it is Paul Horning off the left side, coming to the 20, to the 24-yard line, slanting to the left. And again, it was first a fake to Taylor, then the gift to Horning. The first time back in Milwaukee, Taylor had one of his great days when he ran for 186 yards against the Giants. And conceivably, the Packers are trying to take advantage of the fact that they are expecting Taylor. Gain of four, second down six. Rosie Greer, the right tackle. Andy Robustelli, the defensive right end, made the stop for New York. Second down six, Green Bay moving left to right from their own 24-yard line. Boyd Dowler to the right. Max McGee to the left. No score. First quarter, about 5 minutes left in the period. Starr takes a handoff. He's looking for a deep receiver. He's throwing for McGee. And it is just over his fingertips at the 36-yard line. Hovering on the play was Dick Lynch. It touched the fingertips of Max McGee, who had a step on the defender. And Starr, like Fiddle, has shown us already of what a tremendous passer he is to be on target at great distance.
Well, you mentioned that Dick Lynch in the Giant brochure as a confirmed bachelor, and so Dick got married last Thursday.
Oh. Third and six, Green Bay, from their own 24. The Packers have yet to register a first down. The Giants have two. There is no score, and about 5 minutes left in the first quarter. The Giants, the Packers, third and six from their own 24. Same offensive setup. McGee left. Dowler right. Snap of the ball. Bart Starr fades the pass. Throws to Paul Horning at the 30. He's at the 35. He's at the 40. He swings to the right to the 45. He's at midfield. Paul Horning is down. Cliff Livingston made the tackle. Bart Starr hit a quick pass to the short man, Paul Horning. Whistle on the field. The Giants apparently want to talk things over. So there's timeout on the field with the score. Green Bay nothing and New York nothing.
What, Charlie? I've just come from Mabel's house, and there's something wrong with us.
But, Marge...
You know that family room they built? Well, they've got a savings account and an insured savings and loan association, and that's how they paid for it.
But, Marge, I...
Now, don't give me any excuses, Charlie. If they can do it, I don't see why...
But, Marge, I...
All you do is go in and open an account and then add it every month. You're saving your income, too.
But, Marge,
I'm not going to listen to any buts. There's an insured savings and loan association, right?
But, Marge, I have an account at an insured savings and loan association.
Hmm.
That's what I've been trying to tell you. But, Marge...
Yes, dear.
There's no reason you can't open one, too, in your own name. Two accounts in a family are better than one.
From City Stadium, Green Bay, Wisconsin, along with Jim Leeming, this is Ray Scott on hand. We have no score. The Packers have just come up with a 26-yard pass play, a short flip over the middle to Paul Horning from quarterback Bart Starr. Horning, running very well, moved all the way to midfield before being down. So we are ready to go again. The Packers come up to the line, ball at the inbounds marker near side of the field. McGee to the left. Dowler is a fairly tight right end, and Ron Kramer is a tight left end. Dowler now moves out a few steps to the right. Starr calls his signal. Takes a snap. Paul Horning off the left side, cuts through to the 45-yard line of the Giants before he's down on a quick opener. Hit down by Rosie Greer, behind good blocking by the left side of the Green Bay line. Bob Skoronski, Fuzzy Thurston. Gain of five for Horning on a quick hitter off the left side. And so far, the pattern of this first quarter remains the same. Jim Taylor has so far been nothing more than a decoy. Paul Horning has been the man carrying the mail. Second down, 5 on a 5-yard gain by Horning at the Giants' 45-yard line. No score in the first quarter. A little over 4 minutes left in the period. Packers are ready. So are the Giants. Star call signals. Takes the snap, fakes the pass. No, he gives to Taylor over the middle to the right on the draw play. He goes to the 41-yard line. Only a fine open field tackle by Cliff Livingston kept Jimmy Taylor running that time on the draw play from getting even more yardage. Gain of about 4 will bring up a third down and about 1.5 at the Giants' 41.5-yard line. Giants defensively have kept Tavish, Mozeleski, Greer, Robustelli up front. Livingston, Hudson, Scott, the linebackers. Barnes, Morrison, Patton, and Lynch to the deep men.
Star certainly set that up well. He faked it to Horning, and Horning really carried out the fake to let Jim Taylor go on it.
Big play coming up, 3rd and 1.5. Snap of the ball. Jim Taylor off the right side. He's at the 40. He's at the 37-yard line. The third Giant, Joe Morrison, to hit him, brought him down. Barnes hit him, too. Jimmy Taylor has the first down for the Packers, their deepest penetration. At the Giants' 37-yard line, referee George Rennick indicates first down, 10, Green Bay. About 3 minutes left in the first quarter, there is no score. Ball inbounds marker near side of the field. Boyd Dowler comes out of the huddle, splits right. Max McGee will be a pretty tight left end. Ron Kramer is a tight right end. The line is crossed for Green Bay. Snap of the ball. Jimmy Taylor off the right side finds daylight and comes to the 33-yard line before he's met by the great middle linebacker, Sam Huff. Leading the blocking, Fuzzy Thurston, Ron Kramer, Masters, Greg. Gain on the play to the 32-yard line of 5 yards, second down, 5. A little over 2 minutes left in this scoreless first quarter. Giants took the opening kickoff, failed to move, and punted. Packers couldn't move. They had the punt. Giants moved for 2 first downs, forced the punt. The Packers have held the ball since then from their own 20 and have moved now to a 2nd down, 5 at the Giants' 32-yard line. To the left, McGee. To the right, Dowler. Kramer lined up as a tight left end this time. Snap of the ball. Paul Horning off the left side to the 30 to the 25-yard line. As he's finally tackled by Tom Scott and Joe Morrison. Paul Horning drives 7 yards for a first down, almost directly in front of the goalpost at the Giants' 25-yard line.
Horning, of all the runners, seems to be having the least amount of trouble with footing here today. He, as a matter of fact, he hadn't had any so far in his cutting and maneuvering once he gets past that line of scrimmage.
Again, Boyd Dowler will go wide to the right. McGee will be a tight left end, and Kramer the same way on the right side. Practically a 7-man Giant line. Straight ahead, Jimmy Taylor. He's at the 20-yard line before they get him. Off the right side. Behind fine blocking by Norm Masters. Sam Huff makes the stop. 5-yard gain. 2nd down, 5. Jim, I hear the crowd booing, but quite honestly, I have no idea why.
I think Sam Huff and Jim Taylor had a few words down there after that tackle, and I'm quite sure that the Green Bay fans didn't want one of their great favorites mauled in any way.
2nd down and 5, and again, we're happy to tell you, mainly for our benefit, the sun's shining. McGee to the left, Dowler to the right. Kramer at tight left end. 2nd down, 5. Green Bay at the Giant 20-yard line. Closing seconds, first quarter, no score. Snap of the ball. Star fades the pass. He is throwing over the middle. It is in and out of the hands of Dowler and interference at the 7-yard line of the Giants. Boyd Dowler was interfered with, say the officials. It is a 1st down for Green Bay at the Giants' 7-yard line. It comes with the unofficial scoreboard clock showing 35 seconds remaining in the first period.
I believe that was E. Rich Barnes who thinks that it was called on him, but Sam Huff ran into him, actually, before the ball had reached him, and I do believe that Huff's the man that had it called on him.
Referee asks the crowd to quiet down. They do. 1st and goal at the 7. Packers are poised. Dowler flanked right. McGee stood about 5 yards to the left side. Star calls the signals. Snap of the ball. Jimmy Taylor off the left side finds a little bit of room and drives to about the six. The hole quickly closed up. Sam Huff led the defensive charge. He had help from Dick Lynch, among others. Gain on the play, if any, about a half yard. And we may or may not have time for another play here in the first period. Although the official time is kept on the field by the back judge, it is usually close to that showing on the scoreboard, and the scoreboard clock, which is running, shows just 3 seconds left in the period. The Packers break huddle. There's the gun. That's the end of the first quarter with the score. Green Bay nothing, New York nothing.
In a few days, the nation's insured savings and loan associations will say Happy New Year to their savers with a dividend to 29 million people. If you aren't sharing in these generous earnings, why don't you start the new year right by opening a savings account at one of the conveniently located insured savings and loan associations. All you do is go in, give your name, address, and signature, and the amount you want to start your account with. It's that simple. And what other New Year's resolution can you make that's so important to your future? You'll get a passbook that will make better reading each year as your savings grow, helped by excellent earnings. So how about it? Remember, you have to plan ahead to get ahead. Stop in at your nearby Insured Savings and Loan Association and get the new year off to a profitable start by opening that savings account. Savings are insured by a United States government agency.
We pause 10 seconds for station identification.
These are the General Electric stations, WGY and WGFM, Schenectady.
Along with Jim Leeming, this is Ray Scott at City Stadium, Green Bay, Wisconsin. The second quarter is about to get underway in this National Football League Championship game. The Green Bay Packers have a second and goal at the Giants' 6.5-yard line, now moving from right to left, and the ball about 20 yards in from the near side of the field. The sun is at the back of the Packers now. Green Bay comes up to the line. Dowler to the right, McGee to the left. Bart Starr calls signals. Ron Kramer at tight right end. Snap of the ball, Paul Horning off the right side, cuts at the five, in zone, touchdown. Norm Masters and Forrest Gregg with Ron Kramer led the blocking for Paul Horning. And the Packers draw first blood, leading 6-0. Horning with Star holding will try to make it 7. Ball is down. The kick is in the air. It's good. There's timeout on the field with a score. Green Bay 7, New York nothing.
A ride on a roller coaster is fun. It goes up, 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 and then down it goes. But a roller coaster ride is no place for your life savings. If you want to avoid the ups and downs of speculation, do what millions of smart Americans are doing. Save regularly at your nearby Insured Savings and Loan Association. There your savings will be safe, not subject to market fluctuations, and invested in sound home loans. Excellent earnings provide you with growth potential or a second source of income. So don't put all your nest eggs in one basket of speculation. Keep a substantial amount in a savings account at an Insured Savings and Loan Association, where your money is insured up to $10,000 by a United States government agency.
Jim, Paul Horning has certainly been a most impressive runner today, but as you have pointed out on several occasions, it's been the teamwork of he and Taylor with their fake setting up the other that's made it all possible.
Beautiful fake on the touchdown play. Star to Taylor to give to Horning.
Here's Ben Agajanian's kick. It's pretty high. Wells comes to meet it at the 16, comes to the 20, slips, and down he goes at the 25-yard line. Joel Wells. As he slipped, right there with him was the young fellow who has been down on so many kickoffs for Green Bay, Elijah Pitts. So now it's the offensive group of the Giants. With the ball at their own 25-and-a-half-yard line, moving left to right, Green Bay leading 7-0. Y.A. Kittle at quarter, Joel Wells at left half, Alex Webster at full, Kyle Rope the flanker, Schaffner and Walton at the end. Out to the left is Schaffner, to the right it is Rope. And off to the, taking off to the left side, Kittle throws to the right side, and it is off the right hand of Kyle Rope. Beautiful fake that time by Y.A. Kittle to Webster. Gave him time to look then to the opposite side, to the right near sideline. His pass was just off target, intended for Kyle Rhodes, as Hank Greminger and Dan Curry, dropping back, the left linebacker, were there to cover. It is 2nd-and-10 New York from their 25-and-a-half. Second quarter just underway. Green Bay leading 7-0 over the Giants. There's a draw to the left side. Webster carrying, finds some running room, and drives to a 30-and-a-yard line, where he's met by Dave Hanner. It's a gain of about 5 on the fullback draw, with Alex Webster picking his way for 5. It'll be 3rd-and-5 New York, moving left to right from their own 30-and-a-half-yard line.
Looking over at the Giants bench, you can see Charlie Connerty working feverishly on that phone with the scouts upstairs. If the pattern of play of the New York Giants continues here, no doubt it will, Chuck will be in there if they can't move this ball under Y.A. Kittle.
A spread formation now for New York just before the snap of the ball. And fading the pass is Kittle. He is looking. He's throwing. The ball is batted. Intercepted by Nitschke. He is at the 34-yard line. Ray Nitschke intercepts a ball that was batted near the line of scrimmage. It was by virtue of being tipped short of its target. Ray Nitschke, who had moved in at middle linebacker, carries it back to the Giants' 34-yard line, and the Packers are in great position. They have first down at the Giants' 34 and leading 7-0 early in the second quarter. Dowler to the right. McGee splits left. Ron Kramer, the tight right end, as Bart Starr holds up his hands and asks this capacity crowd to be quiet. Snap of the ball. It is Horning off to the right, looking for a receiver. He is throwing for McGee. He has it and drops it at the 14-yard line. Dick Lynch was defending. Back comes the ball to the Giants' 34-yard line. There was the halfback option play, and showing again how dangerous it is when you have a fellow like Horning, and before that with the Giants, the great Frank Gifford before his retirement.
The yell of the crowd, of course, was they figured that Lynch was interfering. There's a very fine line between pass interference and playing the ball, and Dick Lynch on that was playing the ball.
2nd-and-10. Dowler to the right. Over to cover him is Barnes. Fairly tight left end this time is McGee. Getting back to pass on 2nd down is Bart Starr. He is fine. He is throwing for McGee. He's there, and it's just over his hands at the 1-yard line. Looking back into the sun, Jim Patton was defending that time. So again, Bart Starr tries to go for distance, and it is incomplete at its 3rd-and-10. Packers 7-0. About 13 minutes left in the first half. The Packers scoring on an 80-yard touchdown drive with Paul Horning going in on the first play of the second quarter from 6.5 yards out, then adding the extra point. Packers in the huddle. Giants setting up their defense. To the right, Dowler. Ron Kramer will be a tight right end. Max McGee comes out to the left. Lynch will move over to cover him. Packers are poised. Giants are ready. Star fades the pass. Over the middle, it is complete to Kramer at the 25, at the 20, fights his way to the 16-yard line before he's wrestled down. Sam Hunt, Jim Patton, bringing down. Ron Kramer, the tight right end, broke over the middle. Starr hitting perfectly with a quick toss. First down at the Giant 18-yard line. As Starr comes up with the big 3rd-down answer, teaming up with the former Michigan great Ron Kramer on a pass over the middle. 7-0. Packers lead. 2nd quarter, about 12.5 minutes remaining in the period. Ball is at the inbounds marker near side of the field. That familiar setup. Dowler to the right, McGee split left. Ron Kramer, tight right end again. Behind Starr, Taylor, and Horning. Snap of the ball, handoff. Jimmy Taylor up the middle, fights only for a couple of yards. That big, giant line was there. Tet Savage, Mozeleski, Greer, Robustelli. Forward progress will be marked the 17-yard line. Taylor gets one. The Packers offensively have Jim Ringgold and Hunter, Fuzzy Thurston and Forrest Gregg at guards, Bob Skowronski and Norm Masters at tackles, Ron Kramer the tight right end. He does a lot of blocking in addition to being a fine receiver. Max McGee splits usually to the left. Boyd Dowler flanks right. Star the quarterback, Horning and Taylor the running back. Second down, 9. Packer ball at the Giants 17. Packers leading 7-0 early in the second quarter. Snap to Star. It is straight ahead. Jimmy Taylor trying to find running room. Crosses the 15 to the 13-yard line. There he's met by Robustelli, Greer, and others of the Giants. So it will set up a third down as players still unpile. Jimmy Taylor slowly getting up. The ball is going to be at the 13-yard line. It will be third and a long 5. Ball inbounds marker near side of the field. This next play, of course, could decide whether the Packers will have a chance to go for 3 or for 6. Giants are ready and waiting. The sun right now is shining absolutely beautifully, and there are practically no clouds in the skies over Green Bay, Wisconsin. The Packers come up. Star looks over the defense. Snap of the ball, fakes the pass, looks to the right, is looking, it is complete, to Dowler, touchdown! Hit a quick slant pattern to Boyd Dowler, who was in front of the deep man. He hit him on the fingertips at the 5. Dowler went in without a hand being laid on him. The Packers move into a 13-0 lead. Star will hold for Horning. Ball is snapped down, kick in the air. It's good. There's timeout on the field with the score. Green Bay 14, the New York Giants 0.
The sound of carpenters in work is a good sound, the sound of a growing America. For the construction business is the nation's biggest industry, a bellwether of our economy. The money you save at an insured savings and loan association helps your neighbors finance homes. It is the lifeblood of the construction industry. Insured savings and loan associations finance 1/3 of all home construction, providing jobs for carpenters, electricians, painters, plumbers, roofers, income for hundreds of factories which supply the materials that go into these homes, everything from nails to appliances. And part of this money, in turn, is spent in retail stores everywhere. So it's good to know that when you save at an insured savings and loan association, your money, in addition to earning excellent returns for you, helps your neighbor own homes, build better communities, and stimulate all business.
Well, Jim, so far the fans here at Green Bay have had an awful lot to cheer about.
They certainly have. It's been a well-called game so far, and on the part of quarterback Bart Starr, he has mixed them up just perfectly here.
Ben Agajanian preparing to kick off. The Giant deep men, Gators and Wells, are up at the 10-yard line. There's the kick. This one will drop Wells, and he'll take it at the 10, comes to the 15, 20, swings to the left, 25, to the 30, and down at the 32-yard line under a host of Packers. To give you an idea, for those of you who do not get a chance to follow professional football regularly, as the Green Bay Packers are now on defense, here are some of the sizes. Willie Davis, 240. Dave Hanner, 260. Henry Jordan, 250. Bill Quinlan, 250. The front four. The linebackers, Dan Curry, 240. Ray Nitschke, 235. Bill Forrester, 240. Y.A. Tittle is still a quarterback. The Giants again go into a spread with only Wells behind the quarterback Tittle. And Tittle fades the pass. He's being rushed. He throws, and it is thrown away out to the left flat as Willie Davis put a tremendous rush on Y.A. Tittle.
Willie Davis is a fellow who blocked that pass that was intercepted just
A moment ago before the series that carried Green Bay in for their second touchdown, Davis is putting a great deal of pressure on Y.A. Tittle from his defensive left end position.
Tittle that time, I believe, Jim, had visions of throwing a little screen off to the left to Joel Wells, but the ball was maybe 2 yards behind him. Second down 10, Giants from their own 32. Again, they go into a spread. Webster to the right, Walton to the right, Rote to the right. Fading the pass is Tittle. Pretty good protection. Throws over the middle, and it is way overthrown, intended for Walton. Wood, Nitschke, Whittenson were all back there, and Tittle was off target that time to the extent that on the incomplete pass, it'll be third and 10. Second quarter has about 10 minutes remaining. Here at Green Bay, Wisconsin, if you joined us late, the Green Bay Packers lead the New York Giants by a score of 14-0 on a touchdown run by Horning, a pass thrown from Starr to Dowler, two extra points kicked successfully by Horning. The Giants come out of the huddle. They are not in a spread this time. Wells and Webster are both in running position. Third and 10. Tittle fades the pass. He's looking over the middle. He throws, intended for Root.